It's a Thanksgiving edition of Act Locally Waco on the radio. Gobble, gobble.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn...
I'm Caitlin Mills with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Let's talk turkey, Ashley. What's happening in Waco this coming week?
Well, as we head into the week of Thanksgiving, I know some of you are looking for ways to express your thanks through doing some good, and we have lots of opportunities for you. Today, here in McLennan County, the McLennan County Hunger Coalition, KWTX News 10, and HEB Grocery are hosting the largest one-day food drive in the state of Texas.
You can drop off your donations of non-perishable food items from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. at Caritas at 300 South 15th Street, the KWTX station, and all local HEB stores. Check the McLennan County Hunger Coalition Facebook page for more information.
The 14th Annual Central Texas Turkey Trot, sponsored by Altrusa International of the Brazos, steps off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The event includes both 5K and 10K runs through the scenic Cameron Park along the Brazos River. Registration is $40. There will be a whole turkey for the winners, pumpkin pie for the second place finishers, and all kinds of door prizes for the rest of us.
All proceeds go to support The Cove, a nurture center for homeless youth. And tomorrow afternoon, you are invited to help make holiday dog and cat goodie bags for Meals on Wheels customers with pets.
The organizers are still looking for donations. Things like treats, pet toys, collars, leashes, bowls, and blankets are terrific, but no rawhide or latex toys, please.
Meetup is from 1 to 4 at Bear Arms Brewing on LaSalle near the Circle to pack the goodie bags, which will be delivered to Meals on Wheels customers through the month of December.
And on Thanksgiving Day, we have Turkey Trot number 2. This 5K run benefits the Susan G. Komen Foundation of Greater Central and East Texas. If you register before Thursday, the cost is $36.99. Race day registration is $60. And there is a kids 5K for $9.99 for folks younger than 11 years old.
The race steps off Thanksgiving Day at 8:30 a.m., and there will be cinnamon rolls from Baked Bliss waiting for you at the finish, the perfect way to burn off some pre-feast calories for a good cause.
This is also a great week to get out and enjoy downtown. Tonight, you can head to the Fabled Bookshop and Cafe on 4th Street for their second blind date with a book gathering. The folks at Fabled will wrap the books, reveal a few important tidbits, and give you the chance to go home with a book you might not ordinarily pick off the shelves. This time, the theme is Winter is Coming, so you can expect icy thrillers, family sagas, and Christmas-themed stories.
Tickets are $25, which includes a book, one free drink, and complimentary charcuterie. Blind date with the book kicks off at 7:30 p.m.
Saturday is the 8th anniversary of the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. They will celebrate with some special activities, including the release of a new market shirt and do-it-yourself shirt printing with hole in the roof, the Acton Academy Student Business Fair, and market raffle baskets featuring goods and gifts from farmers and food crafters.
The market is located downtown at the corner of 6th and Washington, and it's open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
On Monday, Keep Waco Loud and Waco Live Music Scene invite you to Open Mic Night at Classy Glass on Austin. You're welcome to share your talent for music, comedy, poetry, or improv. Sign-ups start at 6:30 p.m. and the performances will begin at 7. Classy Glass will be offering $5 glasses of wine on all open bottles. If you already have your eye out for some terrific locally created Christmas presents, go by the Baylor Club on Tuesday.
They are hosting a sip and shop. You can enjoy a nice glass of wine or some delicious hors d'oeuvres while perusing the wares of over 60 vendors. Tickets are $10 and the event will run from 5 to 8 p.m.
Since we won't have Acts Locally Waco on the radio next Friday because of the holiday, I thought we would mention a couple of things happening the weekend after Thanksgiving. On Friday and Saturday, Homestead Heritage is holding Homestead Fair 2019.
Parking passes will be $10 at the gate, but you can buy them for $7 at homesteadfair.com. The fair opens at 9 a.m. and closes at 9 p.m. both days.
On Saturday morning, November 30th, stop by the Act Locally Waco tent at the Downtown Farmers Market and say hi and pick up your copy of Miss Bean's Newfangled Nursery Rhymes. It's a delightful little book of 30 original nursery rhymes written by yours truly and illustrated by local artist Sal Velasco. We are selling them for $10 as a fundraiser for Act Locally Waco. Then Saturday afternoon, join the New Black Collective and Indian Spring Middle School for their first annual Coats and Cocoa event. If you have or know of a child in need of a coat for the winter, swing by on Saturday, November 30th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Indian Spring Middle School, located at 500 University Parks Boulevard.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.